Book of Acts, chapter 14. It's not easy, part two. It's actually the third point of this morning's message. And if you missed that this morning, I would encourage you to go online and get that maybe tomorrow or Tuesday. Not going to re-preach that. But I did want to finish that thought of it's not easy. And what our missionaries are facing and what we can do. Acts chapter 14, verse 21 and 22. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. And of course, we're talking about Paul and Barnabas that we read about this morning. And Paul, just prior to this, had been stoned, left outside the city for dead. And then he got up from that stoning. And we begin in verse 21. And they go around, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God." Again, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Brother Anthony Harden, would you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. I always find it, every time I read this, I find it absolutely awesome of how Paul, having just been stoned, gets up and goes to the cities where he's just been abused and shamefully treated, even back to Lystra where he's been stoned, and he goes back strengthening, as it says, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith. Had I just been stoned, I'm not sure I would go back to the cities that I'd just been abused and stoned at and try to encourage the brethren. I think I would probably get up and say, "A little bit too much for me. See you guys later." But Paul, the only city he did not go back to was Cyprus. And Cyprus was the only city he didn't really get in trouble for preaching the gospel. As I said this morning, most people think it's supposed to be easy. And it's not. And if it gets too hard, we just jump ship. Things are going well, God must not be in it. Wrong. I want to impress upon you a new way of thinking. Hard means it's going well. You ever thought about that? I mean, look, the battle has been fought. Brother Roach and I had talked this morning, and he mentioned how that since the book of Genesis, it has been one solid battle after another for the saints of God. And that battle did not indicate they weren't where they were supposed to be, or that they weren't doing what God had called them to do. As a matter of fact, that battle most of the time indicated the opposite. They were where they were supposed to be, doing what God called them to do. So before we get that mentality, "This is hard, God must not be in it," let's change our way of thinking. "This is hard, Satan must be threatened. This is hard, let's fight harder. This is hard, that means we glorify God that we're counted worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ." I mean, that's the way it was in Bible days. Tonight we're going to look at the weakness as why we have to have this mentality. And the weakness, Paul, as I mentioned this morning, Paul experienced the wonderful work of missions. He experienced the war of missions. And he goes back to this church, these churches, because of the weakness of men and women in these places. It says Paul went back strengthening the souls. Strengthening the souls. Literally, to make firm, to give them an attitude of belief that refuses to change. Do you realize our biggest battle is inside? It really is. It's when that we become discouraged on the inside. It's when we become disheartened that we have our greatest problems. You see, when you get beat down, when our missionaries get beat down, most of our missionaries, most I say, not all, but most of our missionaries experience the beat down on the inside. And therefore, what I want us to do is, I want to challenge you tonight. As I said, I'm finishing this morning's message. I want to challenge you tonight to make it a point to strengthen the souls of our missionaries. They go through rejection continually. They go through a lack of anything happening continually. As Brother Ben says, they go through, in the video this morning, Brother Ben mentioned times when he just felt like an utter failure, that he felt like he felt failed victory, and every church that supported him. So what we want to do is be that church that strengthens the souls of our missionaries. Here's how we do that. Number one, prayer. Let's be real. Are you really praying for our missionaries on a daily basis? Okay? Be serious, be honest, and don't raise your hand, but be honest with yourself. There are guys and families that are on the front line fighting these battles. Can't we faithfully pour out our heart to God on their behalf? Here's another thing. When's the last time you communicated with a missionary? Just called him up. Said, man, I want you to know you're doing a good job and I praise God for you. And I'm just calling to say I love you. After the missionary picks himself up off the floor because he's passed out, he's going to pick that phone back up and say, man, I appreciate that. Because they don't get those calls. Cards, gifts for no reason. Just calling to say, I love you. And thank you, by the way, for your service. You know, we do that with military people, don't we? I hope we do, because I appreciate our military. I appreciate our police officers, our firefighters, all these guys who lay their lives on the line so that we can live the life that we live. But I want to tell you somebody else that's laying it all on the line is our missionaries. Okay? Brother Michael and I were talking last week, and a comment that he and I both made is that we're happy where we were, and we look at missionaries and almost with an attitude of thanksgiving that God hadn't put us on the mission field, and that's not. You know, that's not casting stones at them. I'm very thankful for where I am, but I'm reminded in this study that there are guys who have sold out for Jesus to answer the call. And so tonight, I want to challenge you. You strengthen the souls of our missionary and any other missionary you know, whether it be Brother Danny Fudge, whether it be our missionary Brother Ben, whoever you can think of. I want you to set out over the next month to strengthen them. How? Well, send them an email. All you have to say is, Brother Ben, I love you. Brother Danny, I love you. Whatever missionary you choose, I love you. And I want you to give him a call. There's his number. Okay? I'm publishing and putting his number out. That's his cell phone. And if he doesn't answer, you leave him a message and say, call me back. I've got something important to tell you. Send him a card. We've got an offering coming up, and I know I keep mentioning that, but I want us to prayerfully consider blessing being in a big way with this offering next Sunday. And I hope we're able to say, or I hope Ben's able to say, I've never heard of a church doing something like that. That the offering is such a blessing to it. That's what I want us to be. Amen? I want us that when we get through with Ben, for him to have a resolve in Columbia such as he's never had before. And we have that power to strengthen his soul. We have that power to exhort him to continue. That's what Paul did in verse 22, exhorting them to continue in the faith. I want to tell you, do you realize missionaries are quitting? They are. Had a really good friend. I still have a really good friend who was a missionary. And I'll not go in beyond that. But this missionary received a call from a sponsoring church that basically said, hey, you've got 60 days and we're going to stop paying your salary. You know what happened to that missionary? He came off the field. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, they told him, basically they told him, we don't care what you do. You can find another sponsoring church, but you've got 60 days. Well, listen, I understand there are times maybe things happen in churches when they can't support their missionary like they need to. But I want to tell you, a church can and should be compassionate and try to help that missionary find him a new sending church and say, listen, brother, we still love you. And this has nothing to do with you. This is just where we are right now. Loneliness is a great problem among our missionaries. And the idea behind being a sending church is that we send a message that says, you're not alone. And brother, we're going to be by your side. We're on your side. We'll faithfully, as a matter of fact, that word exhort, we translate oftentimes to mean encourage. It literally means to call to one side. As a sponsoring church, it's my desire that everything we do to the missionaries be a call to our side saying, look, brethren, we know you've answered God's call and we're going to be by your side every step of the way. Yes, there'll be hard times. We're going to be there beside you. Yes, you may have needs. We're going to be there beside you. Yes, you may become discouraged. We're going to be beside you, encouraging you every step of the way. Because, you see, here's the reality. Paul ended in verse 22 with this statement, which is an eye-opener. He said, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. It's tough. That's just the way it is. It's tough. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we forget to be by their side every step of the way. You see, it's likely not going to get any easier. The battles are not going to stop. And we can't change the persecution that missionaries face. We can't make the persecution any lighter. But we can ensure our missionaries do not face that persecution alone. You say, Brother Doug, this was the Apostle Paul that went back. And he was the missionary. He went back strengthening churches. And yes, he did. But I want to tell you, let's just be real, okay? Most of our missionaries are not Apostle Paul's. I'm not either. Our missionaries need our support. Our missionaries need our encouragement. And you know, the reality is, it's not that hard. All we've got to do is think about it. Sunday school classes, think about what you can do to bless our missionaries. Individuals, families, Christmas time, send them Christmas gifts. Send them Christmas cards. Call them, say, I pray for you and I love you. But let's make it an effort. Not just for the next month, but for the next year. Let's make it a constant effort to call our missionaries to our side and say, look, we've got your back. We've got you on both sides. We're lifting you up in prayer, and we're going to bless you every way that God possibly enables us to be a blessing to you. That's the challenge. That's the, you know, we can preach about missionaries, but you see, there comes a time when the rubber meets the road. We've got to actually put into practice what we say we believe. We've got to actually be that blessing, and that's my challenge to us all. Because quite honestly, there are times when I don't call Brother Ben like I should as his sending pastor, you know? Because I forget. And so this message that I preached this morning and tonight has been a reminder to me, hey buddy, you need to buckle up and do a little better. And I think probably all of us can say that.